G'day, welcome to Partakers and to our series, Jesus Christ, No Longer a Baby, where we are investigating together who Jesus Christ was, who he is, and why he matters to you in the 21st century. Part 3, Jesus, Fully Human. We looked very briefly yesterday about Jesus Christ being fully God. Today we go a little bit further and investigate very briefly at Jesus being fully human. That Jesus Christ was a man who existed in history is not really disputable. There are a large variety of documents from that period of time about him, including many and various sources outside the Bible which mention him. The primary historical documents about him, the Bible, in the section we call the New Testament, state Jesus Christ was born of a woman, which in itself tells us that before he was born, he was nurtured and formed as any other male baby was and is. His genealogical line is given, and he grew into maturity just as any young Jewish boy did at the time. These documents we know today as the Bible books, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. We know from these four biographies, or Gospels, written about him, that in line with his humanity, Jesus Christ exhibited normal human emotions, just as you and I do. Emotions such as love, sorrow, joy, anger, anguish. Jesus ate food, he drank wine. He had a body and he had a soul. Jesus grew tired. Jesus Christ slept. Jesus Christ worked. Jesus Christ perspired. Jesus Christ died just as all mortal people, all human beings do. Religiously, Jesus Christ worshipped as a Jew, perhaps unsurprisingly. It is quite clear that the four gospel writers, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, considered Jesus to be human in the ordinary, everyday sense of the word. Particularly Matthew and John, who were two of Jesus' closest friends. Jesus Christ was human in every way that we are, physically, mentally, and emotionally. The only possible exception to this is that Jesus Christ was sinless. He was without sin. Unlike us. How can we and how do we know that for certain? We know that because if Jesus Christ was not without sin, if he had sinned and transgressed against God, then Jesus himself would have been in need of a Savior. Therefore, God's salvation plan for humanity would have been scuppered. Remember, that is why Jesus Christ was sent, to fulfill and enact God's salvation plan for humanity. It is the very clear testimony of all the New Testament writers that Jesus Christ was the Savior, and not in need of one himself. Therefore, another question. Why does Jesus need to be fully human? Let me answer that quickly. You can investigate it for yourself later. Firstly, so that Jesus Christ could align himself with us by being our representation before God, so that his death could turn aside God's anger at our sinfulness. Secondly, so that Jesus Christ can be in sympathy with us and pray for us. Thirdly, so Jesus could exhibit true and perfect humanity. Fourthly, and lastly, so that as a consequence of his perfect humanity, Jesus Christ is the perfect example for us to follow. In Jesus Christ, the God-man, fully God, fully human, we see that God is a personal God. He is a God who wants to interact with us, to interact with humanity, and communicate to us. Wow! Tomorrow we go on to see the reason for God needing to become a human as we investigate this salvation plan. Thanks for listening. Come back to www.partakers.co.uk where tomorrow we continue in this little series, Jesus Christ, No Longer a Baby. See you later.